have no indication that they understood what controlled the mineralization, so they didn't really know what they were aiming their holes into. They were just going spatially underneath a known near surface zone of mineralization and saying, bingo, it must be vertical, let's follow it. The reality is, how many actual ore bodies like this have a beautiful, simple, vertical configuration? Not very many. And so they may have entirely misinterpreted what was going on. And in the modern context, if you were, you know, if working in a place like this, you'd be using all the tools you could possibly bring to the table, including things like borehole electromagnetic surveys, to actually flag where the conductivity extends and follow it. So you can actually end up drilling mineralized holes rather than blank holes and track the ore body in the process. So, you know, it was probably a combination of different things. It was early days. It was a difficult place to explore where they had to drive this adit into the side of a mountain after a hairpin bend road they built up the side of the mountain and then optimize as best they could their drill holes to actually test this small footprint. And the other thing they really missed was actually trying to find the next one. Was this the best chute or was there another chute? Do the different chutes actually somehow tie together within the intrusion? There are some big picture things about how things relate to one another here.